And now, iTAMI U News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist. High school students eyeing an engineering or science future may want to take part in a new and progressive robotics competition, the First Tech Challenge, taking place at TAMU March 26th. Teams are now being formed. Students, teachers, and parents interested in registering or getting teams prepared should attend an orientation meeting Saturday, January 22nd, at TAMU's University Success Center, room 101A, from 9 to 11 a.m. Up to 25 groups comprised of 3 to 10 students will be accepted in the qualifying tournament. So far, 8 teams have registered. For more information, contact Kimberly Martin del Campo at 956-326-2765 or email kimberly.mc@tamu.edu. The Laredo Philharmonic Orchestra wants to know what you think about how the LPO could improve its concerts, raise attendance, and reach a wider audience. Brendan Townsend, the LPO music director and conductor, said that the LPO is hopeful that a concise online survey will help it to glean insight from its audiences. He said, just as any performing body, we want to know how we're doing, what we could do better, and what people would like to see from their city's orchestra. The LPO's next performance, Singing the Blues, takes place this Sunday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Martinez Fine Arts Center at Laredo Community College. For a link to the survey, please visit our website, tamu.edu. Gary Leindecker, president of Leindecker Construction, provided a gift of $40,000 earlier this week in support of a summer engineering program for TAMU students. The presentation was made by his father Richard and his brother Paul. Leindecker and his brother are both Texas A&M engineering graduates. Their father studied engineering at A&M after his return from World War II. Dr. Ray Keck, TAMU president, said the gift affords students a rare opportunity to participate in the university's pre-engineering summer program at Texas A&M University and College Station. The program provides a summer experience that helps the university to establish a student cohort that will eventually transfer to College Station. For additional information about engineering at TAMU, please contact Dr. Ray Bashnak, professor and chair of the university's Department of Engineering, Mathematics, and Physics, at 956-326-2408. Online information is also available at tamu.edu/COAS/DEPTS/DMPS. Put on your maroon shirt and get ready for Spirit Week at TAMU starting Sunday, January 23rd through Thursday, January 27th. Maida Hernandez, Associate Director, Judicial Affairs, Office of Student Affairs, said Spirit Week is centered upon bringing all current and former Dust Devils together for a week full of activities and opportunities to connect with new friends and reconnect with old friends. Activities including meet and greet, game of horse with the men's and women's basketball teams, Spirit Day, Mr. and Ms. TAMU elections, tailgating, basketball games, and more. The events are free of charge and open to the public. General admission tickets to the basketball games are $5, $3 for students, and free for TAMU students with ID. For a complete list of events, please visit tamu.edu/calendar. Additional information is available on Facebook at txamiu.osa.
You've been listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tamu.edu or click on www.tamu.edu. Thanks for listening.